escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Tara.
Okay, I'm going to take a grave professional risk this hour. I didn't make that up, by the way. Rush Limbaugh did.
Yes.
We're going to open the lines for phone calls. I miss him, man. There's so many. Do you ever, I don't know if you're a huge Rush fan.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you ever have a day where, like, you know, it's like after you've taken the test, you want to get the answers. You ever like that in school, you know?
Yeah.
And like, oh, man. Like, I have days where I'm like, I really wanted to know what Rush would say today.
Yeah.
But I have many days where I know him so well. I listened to him so many years that I know what he would have said.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or have a pretty good idea of what his spin would have been. But some days I'm like, what would he make of this? What would he say about what the Democrats are doing right now?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think I got it. But I would have been glued that. Like, that would have been a day that I would have made sure that I was listening at 12:07.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, 800-905-0989. This is the phone call portion of the show. All of the topics of the week that was are back on the table, but only those. 800-905-0989. And if you could go ahead and screen those for me, that would be fantastic. Okay. Yeah, I wonder what Rush would have made of the fact that finally, after all these years, we finally find out. And this was really kind of a big reveal here. I mean, even our side for all of these years, we've been talking about the Russia collusion hoax. All of that is kind of a product of the FBI and the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of knew Obama was in the background, but all we really knew was that John Brennan went to the White House in the summer of 2016 when that race was, you know, hot between Hillary and Trump, and told them, hey, you know, Hillary's made up this whole Russia collusion hoax. It's a hoax. The Russians know it's a hoax. They're not happy with it. And Brennan documented that he had told Obama that and even wrote it in his own handwriting. And so that's all we've ever really known. I've always kind of thought of Obama as this sort of tangential player and Brennan and Comey as the main guys behind it. But that all changed this week. And Biden, I mean, Obama apparently had a very active hand in the whole thing.
Well, I mean, he directed them to disappear the part of the narrative that didn't go along with what they wanted to agree with, and then to accentuate and exaggerate that. Which was already false, and then make that the narrative.
Yeah.
That was what was done. So, yeah, Obama's hands are all over this. But and I heard one pundit saying, well, quite honestly, Obama may have Trump to thank for that in the Supreme Court case where you have presidential immunity. So there may be some protections for him there from the recent Supreme Court ruling regarding presidential immunity, or there may not, depending on the severity of the crime and the particular charges, if those are ever brought, which I don't think it's likely for Obama, but
no.
I think it's more likely than not for, like, the Brennan, Clapper, Comey cabal.
Absolutely. In fact, law professor Jonathan Turley was on this morning about that. He said this.
And it does appear that a couple of these figures may have committed perjury.
I think the most vulnerable may be Brennan, who's like a 30-point buck now out in the open. I mean, this stuff goes directly to information that he gave to Congress. It seems to be in contradiction. And so there are real questions here. I mean, people talk about, well, you can't charge Obama. That's very likely the case. He's probably protected. But these individuals, whether it's Comey or Brennan, are not protected from perjury charges if the statute of limitations has not run. They are more likely to be called again to repeat prior testimony.
Yeah, there's a lot of lying there. Yeah. What's going to be very interesting, they're going to have to do two things. They're going to have to get this into an American court system. So in other words, not D.C. or New York.
Oh, okay.
Or it's so profoundly.
I see your point, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's so profoundly corrupt. Yeah. They'll send you right to a liberal judge. Liberal right. judge will ignore all legal precedent, norms, all of it. So you got to do that. And they're going to have to hang it on conspiracy because he says there, well, you know, statute of limitation has expired. On most of these crimes, majority of them.
That didn't stop the previous administration from going after Donald Trump.
Oh, no, statute. He's the only American to whom statute of limitations does not apply.
Exactly. Yeah.
As we saw in New York. Just mm-hmm. simply not a thing. Just the judge just says, hey, forget that law there on the books. We'll just go right ahead with the trial. That's essentially what the judge in New York did to Trump. Mm-hmm. He made some bizarre connection between federal and state law or something and then reanimated the, I don't know. Who knows? This is how I feel. I don't care. Like, okay, I'd like to see us win. I want to see them go to prison. But look, people don't realize this. Donald Trump is still effectively broke. He had about $500 million cash assets, you know, like liquid assets that aren't like buildings and stuff. He owes every penny of that plus tens of millions more in New York state fines still coming out of these bogus cases. They're all still under appeal. So when you see Trump, that one of my favorite lies from left right now, I heard a guy call into another talk radio station in Tennessee as a liberal caller and claim, oh, Trump's doubled his net worth since he's been in office. What are you talking about? No, he hasn't. Not even close. Until he gets to the end of the appeal stage and finds out if he has to sell his properties. I mean, remember where we were? Letitia James was all set to take control of Trump's properties and sell them off. Uh-huh. And was all but low-key hinting she was going to sell them to the lowest bidder. In other words, she was, you know what I mean? She was going to try her best to screw him again, not get fair market for him. So, I mean, and then that all stopped when he won and, you know, he's going through the appeals and stuff. But I mean, he still owes every penny that he has to the state of New York, literally.
You know, during his first term, he donated all of his salary, his presidential salary. Every bit of it was donated. Is he doing that now? I'd heard that he was, but I haven't heard anybody talk about that.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Maybe he should be putting that into an escrow account for possible fines later if things don't work out for him.
Yeah, have you know somebody invest it for you. Yeah. I don't know. I thought the other huge story this week out of Iran, and Iran's kind of like last week's news, but this tells us we're not done in Iran, this story. Wait, wasn't it playing? Here we go. Let's try again.
And President Trump, meantime, is acknowledging a big admission from Iran's foreign minister, speaking to Brett Baer on Special Report last night, who admitted that the damages to his country's nuclear facilities were, in his words, serious and severe after a U.S. bombing attack last month. Here is the president posting on Truth Social. Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, on the Iran nuclear sites, damages are very severe. They are destroyed. Of course they are, the president wrote, just like I said, and we will do it again if necessary, as interviewed by Brett Baer. But Iran is not willing to give up nuclear enrichment efforts.
Well, there's some.
We cannot give up our enrichment because it is an achievement of our own scientists. And now, more than that, it is a question of national pride. Our enrichment.
There's some other interesting things going on in Iran right now, too, Tara. There's some intelligence that I've been hearing that certain industrial sites like, refineries and oil depots are suddenly exploding. And there's also some apartment complexes that just happen to be residences for some of the main Iranian leaders are blowing up. So I would say that Mossad is making sure that the pressure is still on Iran. And the interesting thing is they have not commented on it officially. They're sort of in the back door acknowledging these events have happened, but they're not commenting on it and they're not accusing anybody. Because the problem is if they admit that Israel is still hitting them with these clandestine strikes, then they admit that they don't have control over their nation. And it weakens the Ayatollah's grip on that country.
Yeah, somebody's got to kill that whole layer of leadership. Now, I mean, that was my point there. If they're just defiantly saying, hey, we're just going to rebuild it, they're just going to rebuild it. And we cannot trust that they end up partnered with the Democrats again, with the Democrats funding their nuclear program. We've got to wipe out that leadership and hope that the people, 80% of whom do not want a theocracy, will somehow manage to get power. And look, I'd rather Israel do it, but somebody's got to do it.
Well, apparently Israel is doing its part right now. And quite honestly, they're the one entity that has every right to do so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mass murder sent directly from Iran. Yep. I mean, it's total payback. So, yeah, but I mean, for the foreign ministry to be like, oh, that's a point of national pride. No, we're not going to be able to dissemble that. You used your point of national pride to threaten death to America, and then you put a fatwa on Trump, and then you put another fatwa on Trump, and then you announced, what, 3 weeks ago now? You're still trying to kill him? And then you said you were going to kill him with a missile in Florida, and we're supposed to let you, as a matter of national pride, develop the nuke to put on that missile? Are you out of your mind? He acts like, oh, well, it's just a matter of national pride. It's no big deal. Yeah, no, it'll be fine. Well, I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying for us that you're still enriching. Well, now let's start working on targeting with our satellites.
Yeah. So, I think they realize now, though, that Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth are not going to just sit by and let that happen.
No.
As well as... you know, Netanyahu and the Israelis. So,
yeah. And by the way, I think that was the reason for Netanyahu's big trip to the White House, by the way.
Right.
It's just interesting that came after the attacks on the nuclear facilities, not before. That just tells me they still got a lot to cover.
Yeah.
In other words, it's not over. We just haven't hit phase two yet. So. Good for the Israelis.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
800-905-0989 is the call-in number. We're going to jump on the line with Lucy. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning, Tara, and thank you for everything you do and everything that 98.9 does. I mean, it's incredible. I think Trump is actually doing the art of the deal, and he has the upper hand with all of these players on the Democratic side. And he got that Supreme Court ruling where you can't, prosecute presidents. So he's telling Obama, okay, you'll go unscathed, but everybody that went along with you is paying the price for what you did.
Huh. So what do you think the next play is? I think it's interesting. A lot of people saying, oh, Obama probably won't be prosecuted. But Tulsi Gabbard referred him for prosecution by name. So
right.
What do you think?
They have to put him out there. They have to put him out there. And then Trump's going to say, well, we really can't do it because of the Supreme Court ruling. But we're taking everybody else under him down. Just the way they took, Flynn and all of those others under Trump.
I see what you're saying. So he'll look, magnanimous, letting Obama off the hook? But he lets,
yes.
Okay. But he lets everybody else go.
But he's, and Trump is not a vengeful person, but he does want to follow through. And if you're responsible, seriously responsible for bad behavior against this country, he wants you to pay the price, which is a legitimate thing to do. What does the Democrats always say? Nobody's above the law. He's taking it back to them.
And you know what, Lucy? We need to start seeing that day in and day out. Tulsi Gabbard should start every sentence with nobody's above the law.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for listening to the station and for stopping by today. Love to hear from you. This is a purely experimental phase. I'm playing with the idea of the 9 o'clock hour, 9 to 10, becoming a phone call hour. And so what I'm doing right now is seeing how that works out on Fridays. 800-905-0989 is the call-in number. And anything from the week that was is back on the table. By the way, did you see this? Senator Mark Wayne Mullen? Because the Democrats suddenly, after blocking the release of the Epstein documents in the Senate, remember, Dick Durbin did, put a block on it. When Marsha Blackburn, Republican, wanted to subpoena the flight logs and some Epstein stuff from the FBI. So now that's reversed. And the Democrats are claiming they want to release it all. But in actuality, the Democrats just want to release the Trump parts. Here's how you know this. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, a Republican out of Oklahoma, just sponsored a resolution that calls for all available Epstein files to be released. All of them. And this was a voice vote. So you would think it would be unanimous, right? From the Democrats? They want it? No. No. By a voice vote, and you can clearly tell, listen to it, it's nowhere near unanimous. It's barely any of them at all. With Senator Gallego saying they reserve the right to object. Folks, they only want the Republican part of this. They only want the Trump part. And folks, it's not going to be much. It's going to be what I've already told you. I mean, look, we know he's going to be on the manifest. And how do we know that? Because in Ghislaine Maxwell's trial, which was public, we had a pilot testify that Donald Trump was on an Epstein plane. And we didn't need that because we have pictures of Trump on Epstein's plane with Epstein and a whole bunch of other people, none of whom were underage girls. David in Greenville calling about Obama.
Yes, ma'am. I would like for them to prosecute Obama, but at the same time, I'm afraid that if they do, they have put him on such a high pedestal that it will turn into the Summer of Love Part 2.
Yeah. No, I can see that. Look, here's the thing. I'm going to reserve judgment on whether we should prosecute Obama yet, because I'm finding out things this week, David, that I am shocked that Obama did. I did not see any of this coming. We've got it in writing that he ordered, you know, the FBI to let Hillary off on her crimes, you know, via Loretta Lynch. So, I mean, I'm going to withhold judgment. He may have done something that's prosecutable.
And, I mean, you know who you could think for putting him out there, made him as big as he was, don't you? But even before he got elected, a certain daytime talk show host, you know who it was?
Was it Rush? Who?
Oprah Winfrey. He's the real deal, folks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Oprah. Not very helpful.
Yeah, I mean, I said, oh, everybody, is she going to look under his, see, his chair and thought he's won something?
Yeah. Look, David, it's going to be interesting to watch what happens. But I do, you know, between you and Lucy, I love the fact that Tulsi Gabbard has included Barack Obama by name, because he's gotten away with this for way, way, way too long. And folks, one of the things I'd love to see happen, the reason I talked about Trump's net worth in the last segment, was because, we need for John Brennan and James Comey to end up as broke as they made Trump. If even if we don't succeed in putting them in prison, and I hope we do, just the legal costs, we run that up $100 million bill. That at least is something to chill future generations of FBI and CIA from doing the same thing. Because let me tell you, both those agencies are packed full of people that Brennan and Comey recruited. All right. Got some other phone calls here that interest me. Give me a call. We still have half an hour left on the show. 800-905-0989. Anything from the week that was is back on a table. We'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sure. Not much of that. Because it's Friday. Richard in Dallas, North Carolina. Good morning, Richard. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Tara. Hey.
Hey.
I heard you make a comment a while ago that no one's above the law. Well, Hillary Clinton is a perfect example of someone being above the law, not to mention Eric Holder. He lied to Congress under oath. What's happened to him? Nothing. He's above the law. And Lois Lerner, I don't know if she broke any laws or not, but if a Republican had done what she'd done, I guarantee you they'd be in trouble.
Oh, yeah. You kidding me?
I mean, just think about it. And these men, Clapper, Brennan, and Comey, and the rest of the clown bunch, they won't be prosecuted. They may be charged with something, but they won't be held accountable. This is my opinion, you know. I mean, the best we can hope for is what you said a little earlier, that they will end up broke, you know. I think if that happens, I think we should be happy. Because they're not going to be prosecuted. That's my opinion. What's your thoughts?
I'm going to get to the not going to be prosecuted thing in a second. The first part, yes. Okay. There's two things going on here. Number one, we need revenge to heal as a country, but also to reign in the deep state. So we need these people in the deep state to at least see, hey, listen, you don't just end up broke, you also end up humiliated. We also need the American people to see a fair trial of these guys, so these issues will come out in the way that they do in a courtroom. So we got this. So that would help a lot. Okay. I took your call because I wanted to address something. You sound like half the text line. Okay, when I talk about, and I get really beaten up about this, they're not going to do anything. They're never going to get, there's never going to be interest. I get it. I get where that's coming from. And you may be right. However, But consider this, okay, for a minute. And it really is mind-blowing when you think about it. Donald Trump never managed to take over the Department of Justice. He did not conquer it in his last term. And that is how the FBI and the DOJ literally ended up on his front lawn raiding his house in Mar-a-Lago. Okay. And as we now know, Bill Barr needs to be prosecuted every bit as much as Comey and Brennan. Yeah. I mean, because I talked about the crimes he covered up, Hunter's crimes. I mean, nobody's talking about that. Someone on our side needs to wake up, start talking about it, and start thinking in terms of referring him for prosecution. But think about what this means. Trump has never had a real attorney general. You can't go after these people if you don't have a real attorney general. I mean, Rip Van Sessions.
They're scared.
Yes.
I'm satisfied the Republicans are scared of the Democrat machine. That's why they will not go after them.
Well, it's not that, though.
Democrats are just vicious, evil people.
Okay, I agree with that. But what I'm saying is Trump couldn't do it because he didn't have a real attorney general. I mean, Bill Barr, we now know, was undermining him at every turn. Trump didn't get anywhere. Trump couldn't enforce federal immigration law. He couldn't do anything. But the things you're seeing him do in the last 6 weeks that we have never seen since the founding, okay?
Right.
So if he can win all these Supreme Court cases, if he can get the ability to deport to third countries, federal judges are arraigned, if he could do all this, that means for the first time either Bondi is a legal genius and she's doing all this, or there's someone behind her who is a legal genius and they're doing all this. What this means, this tells me for the first time, we could literally physically indict these people and try them. Whether we'll win or not, I don't know. But I really think this time is different. I hope that makes you feel better.
I do believe that they'll be indicted.
Okay.
But I do not believe they will be found guilty. I don't believe that. I just don't believe it. They'll get to the judge or whoever and say, man, you know, if your grandkids, you won't see them. I mean, they'll threaten them. I believe they're capable of doing that. They'll threaten them. That's how they get away with what they get away with. They're crooked, devious, evil, and I believe that they will even kill, okay, to get what they want.
I
really enjoyed talking with you. I really did. I mean, it's been great, okay?
Oh, it's been great, too. I have the same hopes you do. I'm just trying to be hopeful about it. Look, let me leave you with this, okay? Baby steps?
Yeah.
In the last administration, we now know, because we know who, Trump didn't have an AG, even indicting these people wasn't possible. And it is now. So we're making baby steps.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah,
if we're doing that, you know, I think they're just spinning their wheels. You know, I think it's a show. I mean, it ain't funny, but that's what I think it is. It's just a big show.
Okay, wait. A show by who? You think it's a show by Trump, but he's not really serious, or who do you?
I think it's a show by the Republicans trying to say to their constituents that, hey, you know, we're trying to do something. Now, whether or not we're going to be able to or not remains to be seen.
Well, okay, but Trump is the biggest Republican of all, though. Is he serious or no? Is it a show on his part?
I think he's very serious.
Okay.
Absolutely, I think he's very serious.
Okay, but you think it's a show on the part of who? Well, I'm just curious, who, that Bondi Patel or?
Attorney General Pam Bondi. I think she's weak. I think she's not going to do what needs to be done. And I believe it'll be because somebody put a bug in her ear and said, you know, you don't really want to pursue this. I mean, they'll shut it down somehow. Those men are not going to be put in jail. Like I said a while ago, the best thing I think we can hope for is that they end up humiliated and broke.
Yeah. And look, we can do that with an indictment without a conviction. We can, and it'd be the furthest we've ever got. But I get where you're coming from, Richard. I absolutely do. But at the same time, I see us making more progress than we ever have before. I mean, just declassifying this stuff is huge. It's enormous. Okay, real quick, Matt on the highway on accountability and Pam Bondi. Can you do it quick? Because we're up against a break.
Yes, ma'am. I believe Sebastian Gorka has everything to do with the successes that we're having.
Yeah.
I believe that he is wired in, and it's going to stay that way. There's going to be some recollections and absolutely some people going away. So I just keep praying every day. Thank you for what you do.
You know what, Matt, on the highway, I do too. Thank you very much. And I haven't given up hope. Again, we've gotten further than we ever have before. And honestly, in the last 6 months, if you look at all of the wins that we have had in federal court, I didn't think we'd get this far, be the end of this Trump term. So I'm kind of taking a sky's the limit, I don't know approach. Maybe they will get further. We'll be right back. One more thought, y'all. There's a lot of, look, Richard's phone call, guy on the road, a lot of folks very, very negative about, hey, nothing's going to happen. We've heard this before. But just look at this week, for instance. We're seeing so many things we've never seen before. And that's what gives me hope. Okay, think about it this way. Just to attempt to indict these thugs, Brennan, Comey, and Obama, what do you need? You have to declassify this Russia collusion stuff. Well, we just did that this week. We just did that this week. We didn't even manage to get the evidence we need to go after them in the last term. Think about that. So to me, that is incredible progress, and it should give you a lot of hope that we will be a free people living in a restored nation again someday. Not promising it, but it's further than we've ever gotten before. You know what that means? The fact that Tulsi Gabbard was able to go into occupied territory like that and extract the evidence she needs for a criminal referral. And keep in mind, hers isn't the first. CIA sent a criminal referral 2 weeks ago. A week and a half ago now, for John Brennan. There's two for him sitting up there. John Ratcliffe was able to get the compromise, the evidence, in order to attach it to the criminal referral to the Department of Justice, because you need evidence if you're going to refer someone for prosecution, and send it. What does that demonstrate? Actual operational control, or at least partial control, or at least enough control to get that out of these agencies, the Director of National Intelligence's office and the CIA. That's progress, y'all. Because I'm going to tell you, Trump didn't take control of these last time. And I don't think he has full control of the CIA at this time either, but believe me. But just to get that, something we've never seen before. Something we've never seen before. Okay, John in Spartanburg. Good morning, John.
How you doing? Morning. How you doing, Jerry?
Good.
I think they'll be prosecuted. I think if the American people rallies behind them like we did over the Jeffrey Epstein list,
mm-hmm.
and demand that they're held accountable, their feet to the fire, I think they'll be held accountable. But I think that's the only way it's going to happen. The American people's got to say, you know what, we're fed up with this corruption. We're fed up for the last 8 years the way we've been treated, and we're tired of our money being stolen and sent to y'all's pockets, and we demand satisfaction. I think they'll be prosecuted. That's the only way by the American people got to stand behind them.
So when you say you think the American people are going to get behind this, by that you mean you think if we get behind them, you'll see charges filed or you'll see convictions?
Yeah. You know, if we demand, accountability for their actions, because I'm going to tell you, the black people is fed up with Obama. They ain't reaching the black man no more. Because I got a bunch of buddies that's black, and they say, you know what, we're done with this guy. Obama can't go back and holler for the black man to stand behind him because his true identity has come out.
And look, this is happening with men. I meant to get to this headline. Pew just came out with a new poll. Listen to this. Men 18 to 29, including black men. So what you're saying is right, are the most Republican demographic in the country. We've never seen that before. It's always exactly. The oldest, you know, cohort that's the most Republican. This is the youngest. Do you know how radically right they'll be by old age at that rate?
Oh, yeah.
It's great. All right.
And, you know, we're tired of it, you know, and if we demand satisfaction, mm-hmm. they got to give us satisfaction, you know, like they did on the Jeffrey Epstein list. You know, all these people's fussing about this and that, you know. Yeah, if they release the list, they ain't going to prosecute them because we don't prosecute the child molesters we got now, you know. It's just going to publicly humiliate them.
I think there is that you're right. Even if it's not like you can vote for them to be indicted, there is something to public pressure.
Exactly. Not Tom Cruise, but the other one. The one that did, I can't think of his name. Tom, he's an actor. Everybody liked him. He was on the FedEx plane that crashed on the deserted island.
Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks.
Okay.
You know, he's come out. He had, at a certain degree, he was public humiliated. Because we know what he's about now, you know what I'm saying? If that makes sense.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying, yeah.
If we public humiliate them, you know, get them like that, I think that would do them worse than anything like Ellen DeGeneres. You know, she's been public, you know, like Diddy and all them crap. I think that was just a smokescreen. But if we get their names out there, you know, hey, these perverts is on the list. Here's what they are. Here's what they stand for. You know, people will push them off to the side. We're done with them.
Well, John, that goes back to the persistent theme in the show. And thank you so much for your phone call. Again, all the things that you were seeing that were not possible before are possible now because of X. So we just, you know, pray every day that Elon Musk continues to allow free speech, rolls out of bed in the morning, decides that he still wants to have a First Amendment because he changed his mind one day, all this ends. But that reminds me, he was just talking about men. You know what? I meant to do this and I should because it's some good news to end the week on. Folks, the radicalization of young men. You understand something? 18 to 29s. I've been doing this for a long time, right? And I ran campaigns before this. 18 to 29-year-old men and women were always majority Democrat my entire life. And then as you get into the 30s, you have kids, you've got bills, then the men tend to become more Republican. And the women do too, but the men tend to become majority Republican. But that doesn't happen until your 30s, okay? And men have always been more Republican than women, even when they're young, but still the majority would be Democrats 18 to 29, right? And it wouldn't be by a lot, but it'd be by somewhere between, you know, 52 and 58% Democrat. Folks, men 18 to 29 are 52% Democrat. I'm sorry, 52% Republican. And just 34% Democrat. We've never seen numbers like that before. These are massive, massive numbers. And again, given that generations, we hope it holds, tend to move right as they age, are we looking at the dawn of a right-wing nation? I don't know. I'll leave you with that for the weekend. Have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.